Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Morning Mess.
Okay, it's The Morning Mess. It's time for another one. Staycation setup time. Can we say good morning to Samantha?
Morning.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Samantha. So we hear there's an issue with you and your man, Kevin. What's going on?
Well, I'm in a very weird situation, which is why I really need your help. I've been dating my boyfriend, Kevin, for 4 months, and we just said, I love you.
Aw.
And I have really bad luck in relationships, and this one actually feels really good. Okay. So I'm scared to mess it up.
You're scared to mess it up? Did you mess up the last relationships?
No, I don't.
Don't you don't have to answer that question, girl.
You know, I just want to know if I'm talking to a cheater or not.
No.
Maybe this is karma. Wow. That's why you're calling.
Come on.
I don't know. I got a message on Insta from a girl, and we're just going to call her Kelly. And she said that my boyfriend's cheating on me with her friend. And she just wanted me to know so I don't waste my time.
What? Okay. Do you know who this girl is?
Yes. I know who Kelly is, but here's the problem. Kelly used to bully me a lot when we were kids, and we hated each other.
What?
She made my life a living hell. Yeah, it's not like we had a moment later in life like, hey, sorry for doing that. I feel bad. But we just grew up and, like, never saw each other again. So I don't trust her.
And this is the literal first time you two have spoken to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think this is still her trying to bully you in life and ruin what you got going on?
You know what? I wouldn't put it past her.
Oh, that's really messed up.
Yeah, because she was really cool. And I don't want to confront Kevin about it and have it be a lie that blows up in my face.
Okay.
Yeah, I literally don't notice anything, like no other change in our relationship. So this whole thing is super weird, and that's why I'm calling for you.
Have you done the boxer test?
The what?
The boxer test, like if your man's taking a nap or taking a shower, you take a whiff of his boxers to make sure, you know, things aren't blown up in his face.
Oh, my God.
It was her words.
No, it wasn't. It was yours.
It was hers. I'm just repeating it.
I didn't know people did that besides me.
They,
You have done it.
I know my smell, and I know his smell. So.
Right, right. Exactly. You just got to wipe your nose afterwards.
Oh, my God. Okay, so anyways, we don't need to be focused on the smells. We're just focused on what's going on in your relationship. So if you're really cool with this, going off of a DM from your bully, we can do the staycation setup. So I'm going to call your man up, offer him the free romantic weekend stay, and then I'm going to ask who he wants to bring for that free romantic weekend. The only name he should say is yours. But you don't even know who the other person could be, right?
Kelly. I mean, well.
Oh, that's true. It could be.
Oh,
her.
My God. Oh, yeah. That would be really messed up.
That would be.
Well, well, we're going to find out.
I trust him.
You trust him.
Well
you don't trust him too much. You're calling our show.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got some things to figure out here. Okay, we're going to talk to you off the air a little bit. We're going to play some music, and then we're going to come back and try to catch him up cheating, okay?
Okay.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a staycation setup. We're going to find some things out up next. Morning Mess. Okay, in the middle of it, a staycation setup, trying to catch up these cheaters with the Morning Mess here. We spoke to Samantha with concerns of her man, Kevin. Now, Samantha got hit up on IG from this girl who, very weird, she used to bully her growing up, but now she reaches out to Samantha to let her know that her friend saw her man with her, right? And this girl that hit you up on IG, she's not a friend of yours. She used to actually bully you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was a real...
But she felt like she needed to DM you to let you know that your man's cheating on you with one of her friends.
Yeah.
It's a lot, girl. And I know that you're doing this off of just what she had said to you. You guys haven't spoken in a long time, had bad experiences. But you know the staycation setup means that we're going to call your man up, offer him the free romantic weekend stay, and ask who he wants to bring with him. Now, of course, if he doesn't say your name, that means he's cheating and you can let him have it. But what happens if he does say your name?
I'm just going to, you know, apologize and I'll make it up to him later.
Yeah, atta girl. Hey, when people call him, like, you just hang up. No.
Why?
You apologize. If you set your man up and he's being faithful, you should apologize to him. Now, here's the thing. This girl that hit you up, she was a bully. Do you think she's still hold on to these tendencies of being a bully and still wants to ruin your life?
I say once a bully, always a bully.
That's not true. People have changes of heart. People go to therapy, right?
Down to Texas.
I think Carla's trying to convince herself.
Hey.
Okay. All right. Let's just call him up to see if he's cheating on you. If he's not, the apology is going to be there for you. If he is, we just give you the show, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go, gang.
Hello?
Hello. Am I speaking with Kevin?
Yes. How can I help you?
Hi, Kevin. Well, my name is Jonathan. I'm calling from the Aurora Hotel, and I'm calling with some really good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner. This is for our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're going to put you up in our penthouse suite with the honeymoon package. I was just calling to confirm details with you, but I also wanted to congratulate you because you really are the grand prize winner. You're the one and only winner.
No, sounds pretty scammy. I'm good. Thank you. I don't have time for this bullshit.
Oh, wow. Well, I want you to know this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You're the only person that's getting this, and there's no deposits, fees, or taxes.
Okay, I don't have to give you any information, or you know, there's no, like, hidden fees, or...
No, not at all. I don't even need to get your credit card unless you decide to get room service. So, just need to get a review of your experience on Google and Yelp for the stay, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, Kevin, thank you so much for that. I have a few questions to get you set up for your romantic weekend. Now, my first one for you is really simple. It's actually a personalized note. This goes to your guest of honor. They get it upon entry.
Okay.
So this is a great way to set the mood for your romantic weekend. I want to see if you have a special message you'd like to leave.
Yeah, just put, I hope you like this.
Okay, yeah, have that down here, Kevin. Next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? Just need to get your guest's full name for us to continue.
Okay, it's Katrina.
Excuse me, Kevin? Who the f*** is that?
Hey, Kevin, we do legally gotta let you know that you're live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess. Your girl Samantha's on the line.
Awesome.
Not anymore. Don't call me that. Mm-mm.
Wait.
Kevin,
Kevin, your ex-girlfriend's on the line. We're the Morning Mess. We're live on the radio right now.
Yeah, that's better. Okay. Kevin, you owe me some answers here. You said you loved me. What the hell is this?
Baby, what did you hear? Like, what are you...
Ooh.
I don't know.
Everything. I heard it all. Oh, my God, you're such a liar.
So, Kevin, what is going on here? Because we got one story from your, well, now ex-girlfriend, but now this Katrina person?
Who is Katrina?
Yeah, so, I mean, honestly, guys, it's my ex. You know, we dated for a few years.
Oh, wow.
And she just kind of recently hit me up and...
And hit you down. Know, oh, God.
And I wanted to try things out. But I obviously, I mean, Samantha, I really love you, and I, like...
Obviously. You know, obviously not.
Obviously.
Oh, God. Kevin, you're such a...
That part.
Oh, my God.
You don't even
Joey.
Care that you broke my heart.
Oh. How can you...
That heart.
How can he even say he loves her?
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Well, I will say this is a first. We usually don't get guys that are so apologetic. Samantha, how do you feel about it all?
I say f*** him.
Okay.
That's
okay,
fair.
That's how I feel like. I don't even know who the hell I was dating.
Well, I'm sorry.
I don't think
I'm
he does
genuinely
either.
Sorry. I just,
you know something, Kevin? You can save your sorries for someone who actually gives a f***. Okay?
Right.
Oh, God.
Wow, they're coming for you, Kevin.
Oh, no.
I wish it was. It's a fire truck. It should be the police because you love to break people's hearts and lie like it. You know what? This.
Oh.
Smith, I'm so sorry.
Oh, wow. She hung up.
She hung up. She's hot.
Okay.
She went to go put out a fire. Pretty sure.
Stop.
Okay.
Where the hoes at?
She's the fire.
Stop! Okay, so Kevin, listen. You got caught. I mean, I can appreciate that you were apologizing about it, but I don't understand, like, if you make a commitment with one person, you have to stand by that commitment. Why would you cheat on her?
I don't know. We just kind of reconnected, and it's just like, I really like Samantha a lot, but, I mean, we you know, my ex.
Apparently not enough.
Yeah, not enough, right? Back. Yeah, yeah, you messed that up.
Kevin! Oh, my God!
Messed that up. Now look at you, all home alone.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.